We are thanking God for this day. It's a wonderful day that He has made.
We do.
And we are rejoicing in the Lord for it. God is good, and His mercy endureth to all generations.
Yes.
And we are so thankful that here we are as a people called by the name of God, His children, to worship Him and to share what He has done for us, and even that which He has promised to do for us. We can testify of it, because His promises are true. Praise His wonderful name. Here we are, the second month of the year, and the last Tuesday of the month, and we can testify of His goodness, and to lift up His name, that He lives, Christ Jesus lives me.
Yes.
You ask me how I know He lives. Yes, He lives within my heart. Praise the Lord. And that's why we are here to testify of the goodness of God. Praise His wonderful name. How we must lift His name higher and higher. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, not some, but all men unto me. And so it's our heart's desire that by God's help we will continue to lift up His name in a world today that is walking in darkness, a world that forget that God is light, and that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is light, and said if you follow Him, He will take you in the path of righteousness. Praise His wonderful name.
Thank the Lord.
I want to see here, and the scripture tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I like that first line, trust in the Lord. Yes, friends, we put our trust in men, and some of us put our trust in horses. But then here it is. Good servant of God, is Solomon, is telling us, and how we need to give heed to His word. Trust in the Lord with all, not some, all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all, and that word all, I underline each one of the alls. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Yes, tonight, friends, I want to encourage each and every one of us to let us continue to trust the Lord in all our ways, in all that we say and do. And He is the light of the world. God also is the light, and we, if we have His light shining in us, then we won't walk in darkness, but we will walk in the light of Christ. Praise God. And tonight we are here to lift up His name and to tell men and women that Jesus lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know He lives. I'm thanking God that He lives within my heart today. Yes, the Word of God tells us also, and I'd like to read something else here from the Scriptures again. It tells us that we must continue to walk with Him because there is much darkness, much darkness in our world today. And because we are not walking with God, who is light, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, which means Savior, we end up walking in darkness. And if we continue walking in darkness, then we will tumble and lose our way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And that's what we need to do, to walk with Him. I am not going to be long with our introduction tonight. because we want to speak about Jonah.
Yes.
Quite an interesting servant of God, who was rather strange. The Word of God tells us that he was a good prophet. Yes, but then, with all his goodness, he did not want to obey God. God was sending him to preach to the Gentiles, but he didn't want to preach to the Gentiles. Yes, yes. And tonight, friends, we as children of God, we have a job, because it's God's will that all should walk in the light as he is in the light. And yes, we are the light of Christ, and we, yes, as his children, need to continue to walk with him, because he is the light. Then we will be able to lift him up, that men, yes, and women, boys and girls, will see him and glorify him in this dark world. Yes. I want to talk about cities. Oh, this world is filled with big cities, beautiful cities. But then, friends, although the cities are big and they are well lit, many are walking in darkness. And we want to read about this from Jonah. Jonah, the scripture describes Jonah and Nineveh, and it was a great city. And I'm sure many of us will describe many of our cities in this whole world today, that they are great cities. Arise, says God, yeah, to Jonah.
Yeah.
Go to Nineveh, that, yeah, great city, it says. And you should do something. You should cry against it. For their wickedness has come up before me.
Yeah.
We, as children of God, has a great job to do. We are disciples of Christ. We are apostles. We are the temple of God. And friends, we are the salt of the earth, praise his name, and the light of the world. And so we have a great job. And here is Jesus, God, sorry, speaking to Jonah. Arise, which tells us that he must have been fitting for him to arise. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Friends, we have great cities all over the world today. Our leaders are putting up mighty structures all over. But then we forget, friends, that God is almighty. And with all the buildings and the beautiful buildings that we're putting up, one earthquake, one tornado can blow everything down. Yes, all the beauty is gone. But the songwriter says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. All his wonders, his compassion, and his purity. Friends, the cities are beautiful. Our dear sister just testified not very long ago, going to New York, as a city that so many people are anxious to go to. But there are many other cities all over the world that are beautiful, yes. But many in that city, or whatever city, they are walking in darkness.
Yes.
Why? Because they have failed to embrace the creator of the heavens and the earth, who, yes, is eternal. And as the scripture speaks, eternal Father, bless our land. Lead us with thy mighty hand. Oh, the many marvelous cities that are around. People are tumbling from day to day in darkness. And so it is, God called Jonah. Yes, because God saw, he described Nineveh. Arise, he says, go to that, to Nineveh, that great city, and, yeah, cry against it, for, yeah, their wickedness is come up before me. If I should ask you to name some of the cities in the world today, I'm quite sure many could call some of the cities that are around. But then as we read a paper and we listen to the radio, we watch our television, and sometimes our phone, and we are able to see these cities that are all over the world. But sad to say, many are walking in darkness. Why? Because they fail to acknowledge God as the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that he is the light. The scripture says that he is light. The Son of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means Savior, is also the light. And friends, if we walk without him, we are going to be walking in darkness.
Yes,
and so scripture tells us, as children of God, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
God knows Jonah very well. He knows that he's a good prophet, but then he didn't want to minister to the unsaved. He didn't want the unsaved to turn to God, although he learned that Nineveh was a great city. He's afraid of taking up the cross and to lift up Jesus in Nineveh. Yes, rise, he said, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up against me.
Yes.
Let's think of another great city. The Bible tells us in Genesis 6 that God looked down and saw all that was going on in the city there.
Yes.
And it was growing in number. Oh, yes. But then what was happening? The people were not paying attention to the preaching of the Word of God. God, in his goodness and his love, love all men. Not long ago, we've been celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Where we are able to express how much we love each other. But then, friends, the other question is being asked, how much do we love God and his
yes.
Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit?
Yes.
The Word of God says we should love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. I go back to Genesis. There the Word of God says, and God saw. I want you to know tonight, friends, that God, the God of the universe, he sees, he hears,
yes,
and he speaks to, and he's not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. And so he makes provision. He looks and he sees what happened. He saw what was taking place. And then he decided to do something. But what he saw was not a very pretty sight. And so God made provision to rescue them. And so we find that Noah, what he did, he started working, lifting up his voice, telling the people to use a word which I'm going to continue to repeat quite often a little while from now. Repent.
Yeah.
They should repent. God made provision for all men. And that God did through Noah. He did it also with Jonah. A great city. And so it was, yes, friends, the people pay very little attention to the message that was given. But God made provision for all men. Praise his wonderful name. Because he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Yes, Jonah was called testify of the goodness of God. Yes. Are we testifying of the goodness of God. Listen to what the Word of God says to Jonah. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 2. The first word is arise.
Yes.
And do something. Arise, just don't stand up, but do something. Go to Nineveh. What happened in Nineveh? That great city. God described the city. I would imagine there was much lights. I'll just use my imagination. Much buildings all over. Yes, because the scripture goes on to describe Nineveh as a great city. Yeah.
Yes.
We have many, many great cities all around us today, friends. All around us. A lot of lights. And yet, people are walking in darkness. Tonight, I want for us to think of Jonah. The city. So here is God giving him an assignment to go to Nineveh. Yes, a great city. A city that was in darkness. With all its greatness, they were in darkness. Because the Word of God goes on to tell you, which I read, but Jonah grows up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of God and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going elsewhere and where God sent him.
Yes.
My friends, many of us, we want a better life. We want a better house. We want a better job. But are we listening to the voice of God? This generation that we are now living in, many of us will say, when we were children, we never used to see such wickedness as now. It's frightening to listen to the news on our radio each morning, to see on our television each day, and to read in the paper the various things that are taking place. People are killing each other. The airplanes are crashing daily. The flood rains are washing away homes, destroying properties. Earthquake, hurricane, tornadoes. All these things are happening wherever the great cities are. But then, can they stand the judgment of God? Can they? Many of these great cities are falling, friends. We have many, many stories of great cities, great buildings in the Bible. But then when the flood rain comes, because the foundation is not good, it's being destroyed, tumble and fall. Today, the foundations of our cities are very weak. Yes. There are many of the prophets that are sitting, and God is saying to us, arise, go to Nineveh, go to the city, over there, go to the city, take the plane, and go to the city and become a missionary, become an evangelist, and lift up Christ, and tell men and women of your love.
It's
soon coming. Now, I want you to notice so many times is being mentioned here about envy. Listen, I'll read again. Arise, Jonah, go to envy, that great city. Oh, when we emphasize some of the cities, oh, it takes us time to do that. And he should do something and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Again, I always like to say, God we serve, have eyes to see. He has ears to hear. Oh, he has mouth to speak, hands to reach out and help many that are in need of help. Oh, yes. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Many of us are working very hard. Oh, we're trying to put up a beautiful homes. We're trying to put up big buildings all over. But friends, it takes time. Take time to be holy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Speak off to the Lord. How often are we talking with him? Are we having fellowship with him? And there was Jonah, was sitting down. God said to him, arise, go to Nineveh, that city, and cry against it. Yes, again, Jonah refused to obey God's voice. And again, in chapter 3, God had to remind Jonah. Chapter 3, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city. Again, you notice the emphasis that God is putting on the city. He is describing the city. You can't miss it. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto the people. And bid them to come. Yes. All we need to bid the people to come. Now, let me take you for a ride. The Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ came as the light of the world. Yes. The Bible tells us, friends, that the wise men came and they saw the child Jesus.
Yes.
They brought wonderful gifts for him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Are you taking anything to the Son of God when you go to church? Are you taking anything for the Son of God, who, as I was to testify earlier on, God provides for each and every one of us?
Yes.
Friends, Isaiah the prophet, a prophet who was also in a vaccinated state and failed to do what he should do. But then, when God spoke to him and he arose, he saw the people that were walking in darkness. Yes, think of that. He saw a people that were walking in darkness. And what he saw, the glory of God. Yes, friends, when we get into the presence of God, we see his glory. Yes. And we were able to describe the Son of God to the people that were in a vaccinated state. Yes. He says the government would be upon the Son of God. Yes. Oh, and I like the name. He is called the Prince of Peace. Praise his name. This is what this world is looking for. You notice Jesus continued to speak of peace so often when he is with his disciples, when he's with the people. Peace. That's what we have to give to the world today. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Here is Jonah. Here is Isaiah sitting down, and God had to tell them to arise. A people that sat in darkness have seen a great light.
Mm.
Yes, friends, Jesus says we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I am so saddened for Jonah. Yes, because there he was enjoying the blessings of God, but he didn't want to share it with the unsaved. No. God sent him to Nineveh, but he ran away. And what happened when he ran away? He causes problems, fear. Because of that, we find those words so often in the Bible. God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, have to be saying, fear not, I'm with you. Yes, friends, fear not, I am with you. Oh, what a God we have. What a Jesus, the Savior, we have. What a blessed Holy Spirit we have, which is called the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, Father, Holy Spirit, is here to comfort us, to take away fear, and to take us into light, that we can see the light of Christ and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, let me hurry on. Here the scripture says, again I'll read, the third chapter. Jonah did not obey what God asked him to do. No, he didn't. He ran away. And because he ran away, what happened? He caused problems among the unsaved. Here are the mariners, the sailors. And Jonah decided to hide away in the ship and carrying the message that God had given to him to that great city, that beautiful city, a big city. Yes, Jonah decided to run away. The third chapter says, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and do something and preach. I'm going to pause there for a while. He should go and do something. What he should do? He should preach. John the Baptist. He got up and he went down by the River Jordan. And the Word of God said he lifted up his voice and he cried out, repent, repent. You're going to come across that word in this portion of scripture that we're reading. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, friends, we need to tell people to make haste and repent. As we heard about the message on Sunday, is your name written there in the Lamb's Book of Life? We must repent. John the Baptist preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he lift up his voice and cried out and spoke of the wickedness that was taking place at the time when he was crying out, repent. Yes, he lost his neck, his head. Yes, all because of the message that he was preaching, repent and do things that are right. Yes, the Word of God says, as fast as John the Baptist died, Jesus picked up the message, the Son of God, light of the world.
Yes.
Said, repent, praise his name. Let's notice that. Matthew, it tells us there, the moment Jesus heard that John the Baptist had lost his head for preaching righteousness, he too began with the same message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the responsibility we have as a church today, to tell the big cities, the small cities, to tell the home, to tell the villages and the valleys, to go up on the mountaintop and to tell men and women, boys and girls, repent. Let us not be like Jonah. What happened, friends? Because Jonah was running away, he causes problems. Many of us have been called by God to do his work. Yes, we have gifts given to the churches, prophets, apostles, but are they doing their work? The Word of God tells us that apostles and prophets are spokesmen for God. That's what it says. Are we speaking for God, the Father? Are we speaking for Jesus Christ, the Son? Yes, we need to lift up Christ. Yes. And if I will lift it up, Jesus said, I will draw all men unto me. What a sad picture of Jonah. Scripture describes him as a good prophet. But then he was selfish. He didn't want the Gentile nation to walk in the light of Christ and to enjoy the fullness of God's love and his grace. No, he didn't. Chapter 3, verse 2. Arise. That's the second time God is telling him, go unto Nineveh, that, and he described the city, that great city, and do what? And preach. Preach what? Repent. That was the message, friends. Repentance. But thank God, I am anxious to reach to this part of the Word of God. The Bible says that God raised him up again. So Jonah rose and went down to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city. Again, the description of the city. Nineveh, a great city. Oh, we are so excited when we go to New York. We are so excited when we go to Europe, England, and see all these big cities all around us. Yes, here it is, friends, that great city. Verse 3, so Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. I like that. So Nineveh was an exceeding great city. Yeah, there are many great cities out there today. There are many that are being destroyed by earthquake. Many lives are being destroyed by flood rains and fire and earthquake and tornadoes. But how many die in Christ? Only. Yes, friends, those are lives that are all gone. And can we continue to complain? We complain about the governor. We complain about the mayor. We complain about the president. We complain about the boss that we're working for. He's not paying us enough. But are you working for Jesus? He is the one who provides for us. A couple of days ago, I was talking about praying to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, how we look forward to that. Jesus was always providing for the needy. Yes, 5,000 was fed with just a few fishes and bread. Who did that? Jesus. He promised that he would meet our needs for us if we ask of him. And if we walk with him as friends and we have fellowship with him. Let's trust him, friends. Don't worry about living in a big city. Yes, there's a lot of corruption happening in the big city. Let me take you to the big city and let's look what happened. The word of God described in a big city. Genesis chapter 6. Listen what the word of God says here. The hearts of the people was evil continually. Wickedness, yes, was there. Corruption, yes. Let me read it for you. Genesis chapter 6. Listen what the scripture says. We need to understand that, friends. Not all the old saying, and I like to say these old sayings, time to time, is not everything that glitters is gold. Yes.
Yeah.
And we speak, many, many people speak of New York. Oh, the big apple. The apple is rotten, friends. It's rotten. The rottenness that takes place there in many of the big cities that are all over the place. Yes. Listen, in case you don't know, I'll describe the condition of many of the big cities. Genesis chapter 6. Let's turn over and look with me. Genesis chapter 6, what God saw. The scripture says the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Yes, chapter 6. Let me go to it quickly. Chapter 6, verse 5. And God, sometimes think of it, just those few words, and God saw. Listen, chapter 6 and verse 5 of Genesis, and God saw that the wickedness, something like envy, yes, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of men was only evil at some times, continually.
Yes.
And that is what is happening among us today in the big cities. Yes, but I'll not stop there. Let's go over to verse 11. The earth also was corrupt. Oh my God. Before God, who sees all things, who knows all things, and hears all things, and the earth was filled with violence. Yes,
yeah.
This is what happened in the big cities all around. Yes, in the big cities. That's the description. And verse 11, verse 12 says, and God looking upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
For all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. Isn't that a good description of what is happening today? In 2025? Yes. Let me read it again. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all, not some, flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. Verse 13, and God said unto Noah, another servant of God.
Yes.
The end of all flesh is
yes.
come before me.
Yes.
For the earth is filled with violence. Yeah. Did you hear that? Through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. You know, friends, I'm going to take you back to Jonah, because that's where the beauty of God's love lies there. And I want to share it with you. Yes. Jonah hid himself away, and in hiding, he caused problems. The sailors had to throw away their cargo. Yes, to stay alive. Who are you? Man sitting down in the bottom of the ship. I'm a man of God. Yes, that's me. Yeah. What are you doing down here? I am running away from doing God's work, says Jonah. And he asks to be thrown overboard so that they could have peace. Friends, the world is looking for us for peace. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding. This peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Throw me overboard. Yes. So that you can have peace. Today, friends, we meet on Tuesdays. Pray for the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. We meet on Tuesdays to pray. Pray for the peace of our cities. Yes, to pray for the cities that are all around us today, friends, that need Christ, that are walking in darkness. Jonah was quite comfortable hiding away. And then when he identified himself, the sailors were so glad to hear the reason why they were having a storm on sea. Because the man of God was hiding away from his maker.
Yes.
Today, we have so many that are hiding away from the maker. The one who gave them life, the one who passed peace unto them, the peace that passeth all understanding. Yes, many are hiding from God today, but we cannot hide. Many. Jonah tried, but he failed. Yes. And God had to speak to him again another time. Think of that. That's the God that we serve. He doesn't give up at all. He went back to Jonah and tell Jonah to go, not with a new message, but with the same message. The same message of repentance. Tonight, friends, God is the same yesterday. And forever. And he's saying the same thing to all men. Yes, he's saying the same thing to all men. Women, boys, and girls. And I love this now, and I'm going to spend time here, and then we come to a close. For God so loved the world. Not long ago, we were talking about Valentine's. We are able to express our love for our friends and our relatives and our loved ones. Yes, and we send expensive cards and gifts. But oh, what a God we have. What a God we have. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, friends, God wanted the people in Nineveh to have life. And he was asking Jonah to take the message of repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance to people that were walking in darkness. Jesus took up the message, repentance, so that you can walk in the light as I am in the light. And tonight, friends, we are having many great cities all around the world today. There is war. Yes, there is tornadoes. There are flood rains, there are miserable accidents because of carelessness. Yes. What happened, friends? We mourn the debt of our loved ones because of carelessness on the highway, selfishness, because we are walking and driving in darkness, spiritual darkness. We need to have the light of Christ in our hearts. We need to share it with our relatives. We need to share it with our friends. We need to tell the neighbors, Jesus lives. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. Yes, Lord. Why not share? Why not share Jesus with your neighbors? Why not share Jesus with your work, people that you work with? Why not share people in the great cities that you are a part of? Yes, for God so loved the world. What a beautiful card, Valentine card we get. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, tonight, friends, how many of your friends have everlasting life? How many of our relatives have everlasting life? How many of the people that we work with have everlasting life? How many of the people that are living in our great cities that we love to go to have everlasting life? For God so loved. What a beautiful card. It's life he's given us. That's what God has given us, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we embrace him and love him, and as the scripture says, give him all our heart, our souls, and our minds, what will happen? We will have the peace that passes all understanding. Oh, yes, we will have the joy of salvation. And we will sing within our hearts, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within our heart. I must take you to the fullness of the word of God here. Again, chapter 3, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach, he said. Notice that. And preach. Oh, we need to preach the word of God today. And preach unto the people. how to preach. What is the message of Jesus preach? Repent. What was the message that Peter preached to the multitudes? They asked, what must I do to be saved?
Yes,
Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Yes, friends, listen to the number of people that listen to the message of Peter. Yeah, Peter, filled with zeal, filled with love, filled with the power of God, was obedient to what Jesus told him, tarry, wait upon me, and I will endue you with power. When last have we spent a day in fast and praying? That's what the people who never did. Yes, the word of God says, the message got to the king. Did you hear who it reached him? The message of repentance got to the king. Yes, of an enemy. Yeah.
Yes.
What did the king did? The king made a decree.
Yes.
All people.
Yes.
Everything, the animals, everything, the trees, everything in Nineveh, that great city, should go into fasting and praying. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
We need to pray. We need to pray for our city. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray for our teachers. We need to pray for the husbands and the wives and the children, the sons and the daughters that are living a corrupt life. And we tolerate it. We have them. We embrace them in our houses. Yes. We do. We do. We do. But the word of God is saying to us tonight, arise, arise. Take the message of peace and love. Take the message to the wicked. Take the message to those that are lost. Yes. Friends, listen what happened here. Peter reached the multitude. And the multitude asked, what must we do to be saved? Look at that. What a question. What must we do to be saved? Oh, I am living in this beautiful city. I don't have any time to hear what you're saying. I am busy going to work. I don't have any time to hear you. No, I'm busy about my business. I don't have any time for you. They cried out again to Peter after hearing about the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What must we do? Be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remissions of sins, says Peter. Yes, friends, the people accepted the message and they repent. Look how many people got saved that day.
Yes, look. Yes.
Just look. By just saying, giving an answer to the question that was asked. What must we do to be saved? The answer was, repent.
Yes.
And be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Oh, friends. Listen now, and I'm going to come to a close. Jonah walked for miles to go into the city. Think of that. And to take the message of repentance to the people. A people that were in fasting and praying. They accepted the message that Jonah brought to them. And the word of God says, this is what I like. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the king, the animals, and the people repented of their sins. Jonah was very happy about that. Jonah was very happy about it. Think of that. But the people repented of their sins, and because of that, God had mercy upon them You know how many people praying are droning out there, droning, asking, have mercy upon me, save me. Yes, tell me what to do. Yes. Listen to the message on Monday morning. Yeah, Monday. I threw back in bed and was wondering what minister about today. Not knowing that God had worked a miracle. Yes.
Yes.
Hear the word of God tells us, friends, that we cry out for help. Here is a young man and his father out in the sea. Yeah. And a whale came up and snatched the son and took him into the sea, took him into his stomach, and went under the water with the young man in the fish's belly. And God, this is what I like, God had mercy on that man. Yeah. You know how many are joining today, friends? You know how many? But God reached out in the midst of the sea, and the whale spit that man from his stomach, spit that young man from the stomach of the whale, and spit him right back into the boat. Think of that. Yeah. The fish took the young man from the boat, took him out into the sea, swallowed him. And this morning I was able to hear the testimony of the young man describing what was on his face and so on when he went down into the fish's stomach. Yeah.
Yes.
There it is. Jonah had that experience, friends. Jonah had that experience. He went down for how many days in the fish's belly. God had mercy on him. That's the kind of God we serve. You know how many out there are joining? You know how many today have lost their lives in the airplane? You know how many have lost their lives in the flood? You know how many have lost their lives in this fire? You know how many have lost their lives in the accidents? Yes, friends, God have mercy upon this man on Sunday, putting out that from his stomach, and he fell right back into the boat from whence the fish took him. Think of that. God did that many, many years with Noah, with Jonah. Yeah. Spit out Jonah to take the message to Nineveh. The message of repentance.
Yes, sir.
And the people, the word of God says, Nineveh accepted the message, and God, listen to it, had mercy on Nineveh. Today, friends, would you do what God wants you to do? To have preached the message of mercy and love and grace, that many can have life everlasting in Christ today? Yes. I'm going to come to a close because that's the kind of message from Nineveh. The people repent. Yes, and what happened? The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, friends, many people in Nineveh found life because of the message that Jonah took to them after he was spit out from the whale's belly. The word of God says he walked for many days to reach into that great city with the message of repentance. And the king then made a decree. The entire country should end up into fasting and praying. Today, I'm going to close. If God's people will cry out to the leaders of the many great cities in our world today and tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is coming again. Yes, unless you repent, we will all likewise perish. And that we are going to do. Yes, the people knock at the door of the ark of Noah. but the door was closed. Yes, and they all died. But just Noah, who continued to preach, and his family, who continued to embrace the message, found life. How about our family friends? How many of our family members are born again? How many of our friends are born again? How many today? Would you come to Jesus? Come unto me, says Jesus. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I am the way to the place that Annie told us about on Sunday. The way to the kingdom of God. Yes, is your name written there tonight? In that Lamb's Book of Life? Yes, come unto me, all ye that labor. And I'll give you rest. Praise his wonderful name. Because my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Heavenly Father, breathe tonight upon the many that are in iniquity. Breathe upon many that are in the great city where there is corruption, violence, wickedness, evil continually. Help them to see you, Lord Jesus, the light of the world, and to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Have mercy upon us today as a church. Help us, Lord, those of us that are sitting in the side of the boat. Oh, God, help us to rise and take the message to the many that are throwing their things out because of the tornado. Because of the flood, because of the fire, many don't have anything. But Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you a rest. Yes, my peace, my yoke, my everything is easy. I will show you the way to God, the Heavenly Father, who says, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you would find. Knock, and it will be open unto you. Tonight, friends, those of us who know not Christ as Lord and Savior, would you embrace him as your Savior tonight? Would you embrace him as the light of your life? You're walking in the city, but you're in darkness. Yes, that great city that you like so much, but you're still tumbling. You're tumbling all over the street. So many of our daughters, so many of our sons, so many of our fathers and our mothers are tumbling all over the streets today because they like to be in the great city. Yes, but tonight you can walk in the light with Jesus, the Savior of the world. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your people. We thank you, Lord, for the many, that are listening out to hear your word. We pray that you would speak to them now as we lift you up, that they would see you and glorify you, which is in heaven. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, be merciful unto us. Lord, have mercy upon us tonight, and give us life everlasting in you. Praise his wonderful name. May God bless their hearts. Be good tonight, friends. Yes, many of us have been spit out by the fish. We have been swallowed so many times by accidents and floods and all different kind of things. And God spared our life like he did with that young man. He swallowed the young man, took him into the sea. Fish came down under the water. And then bring him back up again and took him to the boat and spit him right over into the boat. How about it, friends? Would you come to Jesus tonight? Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Yes, tonight, friends, would you come to him? Pastor,